This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Polar Pod, the most affordable cold plunge pod on the market. Save 10% off with code MMA. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Newsist, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 624.
624!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Member of the MMA Show, by our fans, for our fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? Straight water from the tap?
Straight water.
Same.
From the tap.
Mine's a little red.
Something's wrong with your tap water. I think it looks a little red.
Well, I just had my pipes cleaned.
Okay. I'm
just going to leave it at that. Yeah, move right along. How about the Chicago Bears? They're 1-0 in fucking preseason. I think that's how we started last year. We're all hyped up.
They look good, you know, for the couple of highlights I saw.
Justin Fields was like 3 for 3,
yeah,
2 touchdowns. Granted, both of them were screen passes, but who gives a shit? He was like 140 plus yards on 3 plays. We're going in the right direction. I think the defense had like 8 sacks or something insane.
Mm-hmm.
We're going in the right direction. I'll tell you what, I made some crazy bets. You know, you can make some crazy bets. Like one of them, Justin Fields MVP. I don't even know what it was. $100 on him. I think it pays like $2,500 or $2,000 if it pays out. Bears make the playoffs. $25 on that one. And then the most egregious one I bet was like $75 for the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
Oh wow. Okay.
I think that one pays like $1 million if it pays out or something. The odds are not great, but there's a lot of people betting on the Bears this year because there's such a crazy wild card of you have no fucking idea what's going to happen. You know, Justin Fields is going to be really good. You just don't know to what extent.
Right.
You give him all these weapons and, you know, everything's been a little bit upgraded. See what happens.
Well, he's got to stay healthy too, you know, and that's the thing. So we'll see. I mean, their schedule doesn't look insane.
And he doesn't have to rush for 1,000+ yards again, like running for his life, trying to make shit happen. He can incorporate some of that, you know. It's about longevity too, and keeping him safe.
Yeah, and I've been reading some reports about these helmets that they got going on in training camp with the, you know, protecting the dome with this weird thing.
And oh yeah, this oversized helmet.
They're talking about potentially looking at doing that in games, like adding some sort of a new helmet depending on position to prevent concussions. So I'm curious to see how that's going to play out.
But... Well, the helmets look fucking stupid, so that's what's going to be tough. They look
heavy.
Yeah, it's like a Weevil Wobble, but different, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm all for protecting them, but you got to make that shit look cool, whatever that is. That's like someone wearing like one of them oversized baseball hats that look fucking stupid as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it'd have to be smooth, and then you got to get all the logo and all that shit on there. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some MMA. There was a little UFC over the weekend.
Yes.
Just a few things to mention. One, I know Pollyanna Viana, she had a fight. She wanted to wear some walkout gear, and I want to share what she wanted to wear, but they denied her. So she had this outfit that she wanted to walk out in. Why can't someone walk out in, you know, an outfit like that?
I don't know, because it doesn't go with the branding.
Does Venom have to make it? If it was Venom made, then can she wear it?
I bet she probably could.
Yeah, that's a problem. What else? Some dude got the third twister submission in UFC history.
The Damon old Black dick twist.
Yeah. Old dick twist. Twist it.
Wait, not that?
Twist it. Not the McTwist, the McDick twist or whatever. I feel like I'm doing skateboarding MMA and some sort of gay porn.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever. And then whatever else,
Khalil Roundtree, like we said, that fight was going to be a banger, and they fucking brutally knocked out, if I could say his
name.
Dawkus. Yeah, there Dawkus. We go. Yeah. I can never get that right. We have so many international fighters that it's very tough to get everyone's name right, especially when you're going to go Brazilians.
Yes. Well, let's talk Brazilians. The main event, eh? Luque versus Dos Anjos. Andros.
Is he aged out of the sport?
I don't know. Like, I feel gatekeeper. Like... I don't know. I feel like it was a close kind of a back and forth battle, but, you know, the wrestling just wasn't there for Dos Anjos. And I felt like Luque seemed like he was stronger than Dos Anjos quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So, and it just didn't go Dos Anjos' way, you know, just, I don't know. He's up there in age too. You know, maybe it's the stash. He needs to like kill that thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And he's the one guy that probably got the most raw deal, because wasn't he supposed to get the fucking red panty night against Conor McGregor, and then that fight fell through and he never got that one back?
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunate. It's weird how these things happen in MMA, and then you miss your fucking payday. Like, oh my God, you would have got fucking paid and maybe a little bit more marketable, and who knows what would happen. You know, he wins that fight, Conor doesn't go on to be Conor, or vice versa. A lot of things happen, but just a raw deal. I don't have anything else for this weekend's fights. We can move along if you want.
No, we keep you rolling.
UFC 292 this weekend.
Yes.
I'll pull it up. There are some decent fights on here, as we'll preview here. So you have Aljamain Sterling and Sean O'Malley for a bantamweight title. I don't know which way to go on that one. I think that's a coin flipper, even though they have Sterling as the underdog. Or I'm sorry, as a favorite. O'Malley as the underdog.
Yeah, well, I think O'Malley has got the striking advantage. Sterling is more of got probably the more of the grappling wrestling advantage, right?
But O'Malley's no slacker on the ground.
He's
There's
not.
A lot of people saying first round guillotine, O'Malley.
I could see that happening, you know.
Where's Snoop Dogg when we need him? O'Malley.
Well, and Sterling has a tendency, you know, there's some bad blood between these guys, and Sterling, yeah. You know, if I recall, like, the was it Cejudo who got under his skin a little bit, like, you know, previously, and it just O'Malley's got a lot of hype behind him, and he's got the fans. So it's like,
yeah.
It's, and he's getting incrementally better every time he fights, you know. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with a KO, I think, by O'Malley. I think like second round is kind of where I'm thinking, somewhere around there. You know, it just kind of feels right to me as far mm-hmm. as. I think Sterling might have some success with grappling in the first round, but then O'Malley's going to get the best of him in the stand-up. You know how that goes. So,
yeah, he's got that weird, awkward style, but he's got good timing with it.
He does.
And I want to say, I think Sterling, not that this fight was taken on short notice, but I don't think Sterling was 100% ready to take this fight as soon as he took it. But from the pictures I've seen of the guy, he looks like he's in fucking phenomenal shape. Allegedly on the gear, as we say. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying doesn't pass the smell test.
Allegedly.
Yep. And then you have another title fight. Zhang Weili. I never know if her name is Weili Zhang or Zhang Weili. Scholar Weili versus Lemos.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting because you have a champ versus a number five. Okay. Neil Magny versus Ian Garry should be a fucking good one. Cody Garbrandt is out of this fight, so I don't know who's going to replace him yet. Vera versus Munoz, scrappy little fucks. And then the one I'm most excited, I think, to see is Chris Weidman making his return from that horrific leg injury versus Brad Tavares. And
yeah,
Chris Tavares said that when he comes out there, he's going to throw the hardest leg kick he's ever thrown in his life against Tavares to see if his leg will hold up. Like, oh my God, that's a great way to approach it, because I would think most guys are going to be hesitant to throw that when you've fucking just completely destroyed, I don't know, whatever it is, both bones in your fucking leg, tibia and fibia or whatever is down there. And
well, the Tavares fight makes sense because he's like lost a couple in a row and he's not that dangerous, right? He's been around a little while. These guys are fairly evenly matched as far as
at this point, sure.
Else, you know, so really low risk. But I just think that's insane to think that he's just gonna be like, fuck it, I'm gonna throw the leg
as hard as I can and then some. I'm like, great, let's see what happens. I mean, it should hold. Because you probably have a fucking titanium rod or something in there. So he should actually do more damage. Because I want to say it's a million times stronger once they put some fucking metal and screws in that shit. Or at least that's what they tell these people. I don't know if it's really true. But we'll find out fucking Saturday night when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Andrea Lee. Hey, everyone had a fucking picture. What's going on, UFC? You're letting me down or up? Not quite sure. But some fun fights out there. Decent card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Weidman's not on the main card. He's a former UFC champion.
Yeah.
Again, they're trying to, like, let's have him as, like, the main event on the undercard to sell the pay-per-view. Fuck that. Put all your good fights on the pay-per-view. People are buying it or they're not. I've never done, like, watch the prelims and then decide if I'm going to buy the pay-per-view. It was always bought for me. Like, good fight, I'm buying it. Now it's always bought, but back in the day it was, like, whatever the main event is, and if there's a couple other good fights, that's the determining factor, not how the card's going. Because the undercard has nothing to do with the fucking main card. Like, so stupid strategy. And again, like the last card, when you had like Wonder Boy fall off of the main card that elevated Derek Lewis up,
mm-hmm.
that fucking made sense. Like, why wasn't he on the main card? You know.
It does make sense. Yeah, I mean, but I wonder what the data shows, you know, like I bet.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably something supporting it.
Exciting fights leading into the end of the free stuff might lead to people buying the pay-per-view. I bet it does in some way.
It does. I'm just on the other side of that where it's predetermined if it's bought or not, regardless of what happens.
You cannot be fooled.
No. I know the smoke and mirrors. I go with the smoke, not the mirrors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, let's talk about a little sponsor action.
Sponsors, Manscaped.
Cool, you're like a 80s video game. I like this.
Attention, all my bearded beasts from Stubble to Maine. If you didn't already know, Manscaped now sells beard products. You heard that correctly. Leaders in below-the-waist grooming changed the game with their Beard Hedger Pro Kit. And now they're going a step further with their brand new Handyman.
Electric face.
Is the guy going to come over and shave me down?
And a white t-shirt. An electric face shaver for a quick and convenient way to achieve a clean, shaven look. Whether you're looking to sharpen up your neckline or give your face that smooth finish, the Handyman has you covered. Nice. Go to manscaped.com/MMANuts. For 20% off and free shipping. It's time to go from 5 o'clock shady to yeah, baby.
Nice. It's like a handyman in a box. Or what is it? Dick in a box?
The handyman can.
Or you shit in a box. Yeah, the handyman can. Because he's something sugar and sweets. And don't look at my tweets. Hey, no one likes a weird beard. So say goodbye to all your stubble trouble with Manscaped's Beard Hedger. Right back to you.
Yes, and get 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com/MMANuts. Like I said, that's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Hit the refresh button with Manscaped.
That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. I always say that my way, not the way it's written. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed. Bedrooms, multiple rooms, wherever it takes place. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And the process is simple. You can sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
That's right, and Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. And we got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS. At checkout, just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com. Promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
And this episode is sponsored by Ridge Wallet. And Ridge has partnered up with Hennessy for their summer sweepstakes. Without spending a dollar, you can enter on their website for the chance to win a brand new upgraded Hennessy Ford Bronco or $75,000 in cash if you would prefer that instead. And you get one bonus entry for every $1 you spend on the site, and custom Hennessy products come with up to 1,000 entries. I've used our link, ridge.com/MMA nuts, possibly even our code MMA nuts. You can save 10% off. Plus you'll get 10 bonus entries at checkout. And once again, my favorite one is the leather lined Ridge wallet, cash on the outside and the section here, all your cards in the middle.
Perfect.
Virtually indestructible.
That looks extremely thin, Matt. And from what I hear, it holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. It's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber, burnt titanium, and more. The wallets have over 80,000
five-star
reviews. The durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it, they'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
I feel like they should have just went one more for 100.
100 days.
Oh, that's crazy talk, man. Keep it at 99. It's like driving the speed limit. Stay alive, drive 55. If you've ever been considering getting a Ridge, now's the best time. You can save 10% off with code MMANUTS at ridge.com/MMANUTS. And just like that, right back to the show.
Back to the show. Well, before the break, we were talking about Derek the Beast Lewis getting out. And speaking of Derek the Beast, he just apparently signed a new 8-fight deal with the UFC.
He's going to be 73 by the time he's done fighting in the UFC. Once a year, every 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So good for him. I mean, I like it. I didn't see details of what that entailed, but whatever it is, he's locked in for a while. I can see why. Very entertaining fighter.
Yeah, he's like the most marketed guy out there. And you know, we just did our Manscaped read, and I just saw Derek Lewis was doing a Manscaped commercial now talking about his hot balls. You don't want to have your hot balls. You want to go to Manscaped. Mm-hmm. So they fucking parlayed that into a Manscaped ad. Perfect. I thought I had it somewhere, but if I find it, I'll edit it in. But that was pretty fucking dope. UFC approved, because Manscaped is one of UFC's largest sponsors, you know, so good on him. And I would imagine, fuck, how much money is he making a fight? At least $500,000 at this point, because you got to think, as far as marketability of heavyweights, it's John Jones, and I would potentially argue Derek Lewis may be more popular than John from social media aspect. Maybe you follow him on fucking Twitter. It's a good follow. He posts crazy shit. So good for him. And he seems like he's a likable fella. So that's what we like.
Seems like a regular guy.
Yeah. And then I just mentioned John Jones. So I guess this past week he's been training with Gordon Ryan.
Yeah.
So we'll show a little bit of footage here.
And we'll saw this video.
The sound off. So, it's kind of, to me, it looked like whatever they're doing here, you know, a little wrestling, a little scrambling. Mm-hmm. John's kind of holding his own and all this stuff. But, you know, this is training, not like I'm trying to fucking murder you and take your head off.
Well, there's a lot of hoopla surrounding this. And if you don't know what you're watching, you might get overly excited. But what they're doing is they're play grappling in a sense, right? The idea is to be in to have the motion of the body and the movement, the flow of it. It's you're not really resisting your opponent in that sense. You're trying to allow like the game to be played, you know, as because it promotes like, you know, positive movement and things. So it's hard to tell. Like, could he beat Gordon Ryan?
No,
I think not.
In jiu-jitsu, but, no.
But... No, I mean, in MMA, I mean, obviously.
100%,
yes. Yeah, but in straight grappling, I don't think so. So,
No, and Gordon was, they had asked him about the training, and this is what he said. He said, on the mats, when John talks about normal stuff, he can come off just like anyone, you know, a regular guy. When he talks about combat, you see an intentional shift in his demeanor and thought process. You see the gears start turning and you see the depth at which he understands the sport. I threw some complicated sequences at him, and he learned as fast as anyone. By day three, he was exponentially better at drilling than he was on day one. Mm-hmm. He is truly an exceptional athlete, and I am very thankful I could be a very small part in his upcoming camp. This is hopefully the first of many trips out to Albuquerque. What an honor. So how hard is John wrecking Stipe in that fight?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Stipe at this point based on, you know, what I've been seeing from John. But there is always the factor, you know, Stipe is a tough dude. So, I you know, if we'll have to see. We'll have to see as the fight gets closer and I start to pay attention more to like what's actually happening. And we know what's happening. These training camp videos are always like, meh, whatever. Yeah. But I think John should handily defeat Stipe, but you never know. Stipe's tough. So,
well, I'd say it's going down in first round. John's finishing him. And
is he going to submit him? AKA.
Well, I think he
Lyoto
can
Machida. She's like, phew.
Oh, I think he could wrestle fuck him and submit him. Yeah,
probably.
But he's got that goddamn reach too.
Well, I'd like to see the old John who used to take guys down and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, like the elbows.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So,
because that's what I always thought. I thought like once he gets to heavyweight, his level of wrestling / grappling, he'll fuck people up, and then the ground and pound, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like go back to that and the creativity where I feel like he got stifled for a while where they tried to limit his creativity. And then maybe it was just lack of challenges at light heavyweight where you got all these lackluster performances from him. Cause he's like, God damn, how many people do I need to beat? And this is getting boring for me. There's no fucking challenge. So now I'm at heavyweight. Yep. Now I have challenges and all these people that were trying to argue that Stipe is the greatest UFC heavyweight ever. Walk off. I know John's got a win at heavyweight, but I don't see anybody stopping him. And then it's also begs the question, does John retire like he's been talking about after that fight?
Probably. I mean, unless I could see him sticking around for like a Brock Lesnar or mm-hmm. some super fight like that. But I mean, what else does the guy have to prove? You know,
I don't know. Cause I think cause he moved up to heavyweight, he can fight even longer into his career. Plus, he hasn't suffered like all the damage and KO losses. His lone loss is a stupid technicality of an elbow, right? So it's not like some of these guys like Bigfoot Silva who's had a million KO losses. So John can just keep churning out the wins. And it's
it catches up to everybody eventually.
At some point,
the question is just when. So,
yep.
But I think it ain't going to be, it's not going to be Stipe that, I mean, no, unless something crazy happens.
Stipe's problem is you can't be part-time out there, you know, firefighting. I know it's a noble cause and I'm not going to disrespect him for being a firefighter, but you can't fucking be foot in, foot out. And that's what I feel having a job as a professional fighter is.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is happening?
Well, Bellator 300 looking pretty solid. We got some four major title fights on that card. We got Ryan Bader versus Linton Vassell, Usman Nurmagomedov versus Brent Primus, and then of course your favorite Chris Cyborg versus Katzingano and
scissor Liz fighting.
Yes,
main event scissor fight.
Liz Carmouche versus Ilima Leigh McFarlane. So this is looking like this might be one to, I think it's happening in October. Bellator 300, yes. Looking solid, like a must buy potentially. You know, it's the card is looking very stacked.
I have to watch it just because the Kat Zingano, Chris Cyborg action, like fucking A. And then I'd watch the Bader Vassal fight next, and then never go over to Primus, and then
Promotion.
Yep.
I mean, it's a good card. It's definitely I'm excited about it. So,
and rumors of the last truly Bellator card, because I think people were asking Scott Coker about that. Like, are you guys being bought? Like, what's going on? Is this the last card? And he's kind of trying to downplay it. So it sounds like more than likely PFL is going to buy Bellator. That's what it seems like we're going here. Mm-hmm. Because the UFC's got their own shit going on that we'll talk about shortly. But
yes, that was going to be my next story. If we're talking about what I think.
Well, yeah, we can go there if you want. So go there and then I'll come back to some other shit.
Okay. Are you talking about the antitrust lawsuit?
Yep.
Good. So there's a $1.6 billion antitrust lawsuit that started in 2014. I think Kung Lee, Nate Quarry, John Fitch, and a bunch of others like were doing that, citing that the UFC was using like poor strategies to kind of control the fighter pay and everything else, and as a result, like everybody suffered and nobody was making any money. Well, just recently, it was elevated to a class action lawsuit, which now is going to include up to 1,200 fighters that could potentially seek some damages. So anyone who competed in one or more live professional UFC bouts taking place or broadcast in the United States from December 16, 2010 to June 30th, 2017 is eligible to be a part of this class action lawsuit. And this could force the UFC, you know, basically to pay $1 to $2 billion, you know, worth of stuff. So to people, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this, because this seems kind of scary. Like, as far as if you're a UFC.
Yeah. So Eric Magrick, and I believe he's an attorney, he's been following this, and he posted the what's going to happen. He basically said this paved the way for a trial. And then the UFC, like you were saying, will be on the hook for billions in damages, and they have billions to pay out. So that's not going to be a problem. And then the other thing he said is the court could grant an injunction stopping the UFC from their ruthless, coercive contract and business practices. So the contracts are horrific when you're giving up. And I think Randy Couture was even talking about that, of like how long and how hard he had to fight keep his likeness, because they were always trying to get everyone to sign over their likeness in perpetuity was part of the contract. And then he said, Randy Couture said, once he won like his part of the lawsuit versus UFC, then the UFC changed their contracts and made them even harder and more egregious on the fighters. So it's like he won for himself, but then basically fucked the others. And that's not his fault. But at the end of the day, I would imagine the UFC is going to be paying out some money. And I don't know if they can settle this out of court, because it seems like it's going to hurt them more to go to a trial and have so much shit disclosed throughout a trial.
Yeah.
That you'd be better served just saying, hey, here's a bunch of fucking money. Let's make this shit go away. Cause then you also have to pay the attorneys in this process too. So it's not just like whatever the settlement is, it's attorney money, years, time, depositions, getting everybody in. I mean, it's a long fucking process, and it's probably well deserved to happen, because I mean the UFC has made a fuck ton of money off of the fighters, and I feel like they were more fair before the UFC was sold to whoever the current owners are. Because now it's all about money and not really about helping the fighters. Where back in the day, it was more about helping the fighters to an extent. Because if you're paying them, whatever, 15 to 20% of your revenue and all the other major sports are paying 50%. Like,
yeah,
it's not a level playing field. You need to help them out a little bit more, and probably some sort of pension fund, because these guys are going to be severely fucked up in their later years.
Like, well, players. That's what I wonder. I wonder if instead of paying out this lawsuit, they're going to find some way to create like a pension thing or some way to take care of the old fighters and the new fighters as a way of avoiding like all this bad press and everything else. Because the way these work, sometimes these lawsuits, like, people can settle, you know, and the UFC could settle as a whole with everyone involved, kind of a thing. Or, you know, they could just go to trial, like you said, or, you know, there's a bunch of different roads that this could take. I'm just curious because, shit, man, this is like 10 years ago this started. So it's like, it's about time. It's been
forever, man. It kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. Yep. Like, we guys just, the fucking judge, we just make a ruling. Like, this was, I think it was even 3 years ago they could have made this ruling and didn't fucking do it. They just kept kicking the can down the road. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be better for the fighters. Because, again, now we're having less and less opportunities, because I think part of the issue of all this was the UFC kept buying the competition and then destroying it by this org, by that org, by WEC, by Pride, by Strikeforce. Like, what else can we get our hands on and just crush, fold the fighters in? Now they don't have as many opportunities to work, and now here's Bellator potentially getting folded into PFL, and then it's like, okay, we have what, one FC, you have PFL, UFC, and then offshoot of like a bare knuckle fighting championship. I mean, not many places to go, which is going to be a fucking problem, you know. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll work out for the fighters getting paid.
I think it'd be good. Somebody needs to get paid.
So, I mean, you could easily just bring fighter sponsors back. I know why they don't want to do it now, but that was fun. Because they remember when they used to say, we don't want it to look like NASCAR. And then they fucking made it look like NASCAR.
Right.
It's even worse. Like, it's fucking egregious. So while we're talking about fighter pay and all this, so Dana White was talking about that Wonder Boy situation.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
So this is what he had to say. Dana talking about Wonder Boy and pay and whatever. He said, you decided not to fight. The guy was 3 pounds overweight. You get a piece of his purse if you take the fight. We also offered him another fight. There's a much bigger story behind the scenes. No, you don't just show up and say, yeah, I'm not going to fight. I want $250,000. That's not how it works. Hasn't worked that way for anybody. So what we try, try to get you another fight, try to turn you around quickly. If you don't turn around quickly, then we try to figure out, what did it cost for your camp? We'll reimburse you. There's a lot of different ways that this gets worked out. You don't just go, yeah, this guy's 3 pounds over and I'm not going to fight. And no, I won't take another fight 2 weeks later and pay me my show money. That's not how it works. You don't fight, you don't get paid necessarily in the contract, but we always make sure that we take care of everybody, and we're working it out with Wonder Boy right now. It's all being worked out behind the scenes. This should be all we worked out by whatever. So thoughts on this legal mumbo jumbo?
That's fucking stupid. Like, look, the guy is contractually obligated to be somewhere at a specific time in a physical condition that makes him prepared to fight. And there are rules that are in place that require both opponents to be in a specific state in order to fight, like physically.
Like, I have Illinois?
They have to be on weight. And I have a real big fucking problem with the way they do this, because Wonderboy did his job, right? And then it's like the other guy didn't do his job, but he's supposed to like still take that fight, because there he could be risking physical harm or injury beyond like this one card,
right? And if he was on a show and win,
yeah,
fuck that, because now you're risking, say he was 250 to show, 250 to win. Now you're gambling on your 250 win, because you are at an unfair, you're at a disadvantage now.
Yeah, especially if the other guy only makes 50 grand. So you're getting what, 60% of grand instead of $250,000? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Cost risk. Like, is it worth it?
And I think Wonderboy even said, like, look, moving forward, if you're not on weight, I'm not fighting you. So that's basically the story here. And he's sticking to his guns. But it just seems like kind of a, it's like this is Dana, you know, like classic Dana.
Yeah, Dana being Dana.
Basically calling him a pussy for not taking that fight and saying, 100%. We're not going to pay you. And I feel like somebody, you know, I don't know what the contract says, but hopefully Wonderboy gets his money. I think he should get all of his money, his show money. I think he should get every penny of it. He showed up. He was ready to fight. The other guy didn't show up. I consider not making weight, not showing up. That's in my book.
Yeah, for sure. Because you got to think about it. The UFC just saved all the money that other guy didn't make weight, right?
Right. Yep.
Just maybe you just pay Wonder Boy whatever that guy was. I don't know. It, whatever it is, it should be written in the contract. So it's pretty fucking clear of if you make weight and your opponent doesn't make weight, here's what you're getting paid. Mm-hmm. So we can get rid of this fucking gray area. This goes right back to the fucking lawsuit.
Yep.
It's like egregious to the fighter. Like he does his job. He gets fucked because he even tried this in the past. It wasn't like this is the first time he tried to fight a guy that missed weight, was over the weight limit, and he lost the fucking fight. So he's got a valid reason. He tried it once. It did not work out and he lost. Mm-hmm. And then you lose rankings. And depending upon how long ago this fight was, you could have lost sponsors and blah, blah, blah. It puts you at a severe disadvantage for making more money in the future. So Dana is wrong.
I think he's wrong. I think he's really wrong. And I think it's another example of like how the UFC and based on that lawsuit has too much control over what happens. You know, it's just not
exactly
right. So.
Or just make it very clear in a contract so we don't have to get to this point. If this happens, this happens.
Well, right. If
pretty
you
clear.
Show,
this
if
happens
you
a lot.
Show up on weight, prepared to compete, you will get your show money no matter what. That's what it should be. I think it should be nothing else. And maybe the incentive should be that the penalty needs to be harsher than it is to prevent guys from showing up, you know, on fight night. Or in some other way, like there should be some guarantees for a guy who takes a fight like that with a guy who didn't make weight, not just financially, but other things should be guaranteed to him in moving
forward. Blowjobs. We daily blowjobs.
Guaranteed daily blowjobs. Exactly. So I don't know. It sucks. Wonderboy's kind of getting fucked on this one.
Yeah. Hopefully and he's like the nicest guy ever. Like, yeah. So like, that's what's weird about this whole situation is like Dana talking shit on like one of the best guys in your company. Like just seems like a good guy all around. So,
mm-hmm.
And he's got a good YouTube channel. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
We had talked about, the Paul brothers a little bit last show, I think. And it looks like Logan Paul is going to be facing Dylan Danis, October 14th in Manchester, England on the Misfits boxing card. This is the same card that KSI is going to, potentially or is going to meet Tommy Fury in a fight. So in an exhibition fight. So, pretty interesting to me that these Paul brothers continue to, you know, be in the news and they're fighting. I was curious on your thoughts about this Dylan Danis versus Logan Paul matchup.
It's fucking retarded. Like, let me have a boxing match against the guy who's a jiu-jitsu wizard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. So let's have a boxing match against him. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Well, I feel like the Paul brothers are trying to inch closer and closer to Conor McGregor in some way, even though they're talking shit about him. You know, Jake's
they are, but
shit.
Conor will murder both of them in boxing.
I think so too. Yeah.
100%. And yeah, I mean, the only thing they have is size on him, but again, you got to figure out what the right weight class is to fight at because they're both bigger. It's just to what level. I mean, Conor is a 155er. Well, now all gacked out of his mind now. He's on 170er for sure, but
yeah,
a legit 155, kind of like Nate Diaz. He's a legit 185 or 155, but you made him fight at fucking 185. So I think it's a stupid matchup, and I don't know who the fuck's going to buy that. Like, who wants to see Logan Paul box Dylan Danis? Because I think Dylan's pulled out of about a million fights. And I also want to say that I think there's a fine of $100,000 if Dylan pulls out of this fight for a illegitimate reason. He's got to pay $100,000. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
But and Dylan hasn't fought in a million years either. He's just been running his mouth for, I think, 3 or 4 years or getting into a semi-street fight at some other person's boxing match. So,
mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Fucking really weird matchup.
Super weird.
Some other fights announced. So Israel Adesanya is going to fight Sean Strickland at UFC 293 September 9th in Sydney.
Okay.
I'm very worried about the press conference for sure. That guy, I watched, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I watched a little bit of it and I had to turn it off. I'm like, I understand a little bit more of why that guy is kind of messed up, but that guy's got problems.
He's got problems. Talking about Strickland?
Strickland, yeah. So they're probably going to have to put that press conference on tape delay because you don't know what the fuck that guy's going to say. I'm going to move along before I say anything else on that.
Okay. I'll let you.
Update. There's an update on the Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg fight.
Yeah.
So Elon tweeted this out, and I'll share this here. He said, the fight will be managed by my and Zuck's foundations, not the UFC. Live stream will be on this platform and Meta. Everything in camera frame will be ancient Rome, so nothing modern at all. I spoke to the Prime Minister of Italy, Minister of Culture, and they have agreed on an epic location. But I think there was some other shit going on because I think Mark basically said, this motherfucker's not serious about fighting. Like, I'm not taking it serious until we have a fucking signed agreement. And then Elon said, I'll come show up at your house and we can fight in your backyard octagon. Just like, let's go. I'll show up tomorrow. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. Is this fight happening or not?
It's a lot of talk. I think I get it. Cause Zuck seems like he's friends with Dana. Right. And he's trying to promote that platform as a viable, you know, place to kind of show off this fight, but at the same time he seems like, based on what I've seen on the internet, like he's serious about grappling and he's like getting into it, and you know, I understand what that's like because, you know, we did it and you start to gain some respect and understanding for what it takes, and now he's talking like a guy who's more of a professional fighter mindset, like even though it's Zuckerberg, not saying he is a professional, versus Elon's kind of like, this is like an exhibition, you know, he's just like, we're fucking around, like we're gonna make this crazy, you know, and Zuck's like, no, I'm gonna kick your ass. That's
well, kinda... Elon's a troll, that's the problem. Yeah,
yes. He's way bigger than him though too.
That's yes, the, that's and way older thing. Too, he's fucking yeah. 51. So
I don't know, I think it is going to happen. I just think they're going to jaw at each other for a little while longer.
Yeah, and probably some watered down rule set. I just cannot see them doing fucking straight on MMA. There's just no way.
No chance.
And you should do it with the UFC. Let the pros fucking handle it. Because then you could also have a bigger card. Like Dana White was saying, he thinks the card will do over $1 billion. I don't think it would go that high, but it will be insane, the amount of people to buy that, for sure. It would be the biggest combat sports pay-per-view buy rate in history. Bar none. And then you stack that fucker. You can probably, depending upon when it happens, you could get that Jon Jones, Brock Lesnar,
mm-hmm.
bring Ronda Rousey out of fucking retirement, her, Misha Tate 3,
yep,
and then some other fucking weird offshoot fights. You can do a ton of shit. Do the Dana White, Tito Ortiz boxing match that fucking never happened. I don't give a shit.
They're both like 100 years old. I think Dana's going to take him now. He looks like he's in good shape.
I think he would have took him back in the day, too.
Yeah.
Because I think Dana took it super serious, and that's why Tito ended up backing out, because it's like mm-hmm. it was a lose-lose for Tito. Because he's expected to win. And if you lose that, you're fucked.
Yep.
I
agree.
I got two other quick fight announcements or fight thoughts. I saw Fedor said he was interested in boxing, right? And he said he's interested in boxing Mike Tyson. Is there any appetite for a Fedor versus Mike Tyson at this point? They're both in their fucking 50s.
No. I think we're good.
Yeah, that's a hard sell for me. And then the last one while we're on these old-timer lines. So Oleg Tatarov versus Jeff Monson boxing match is going to happen. What are we doing? 3 2-minute rounds. You heard me. Tatarov, 55, versus Jeff Monson. Again, Monson, the jiu-jitsu guy, doing a boxing match against Tatarov, who's a fucking actor, but was a UFC fighter a long time ago. Yeah, Tatarov, what was he in? The National Treasure movie. And then I see him in random other movies. He might have been in John Wick, for all I know. There were so many fucking UFC fighters in that.
Yeah. Or was it the Expendables or something? Is that...
Who knows? Like, these guys are fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what are we doing here? We're like... You're in your 50s.
Ridiculous.
Shut it down.
Totally ridiculous, yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, speaking of living your best life, here's our boy Charles Oliveira in Las Vegas.
Banging it out.
Surrounded by ladies. I'm not sure why some of them aren't wearing shoes, but this one or on the right.
Half her ass hanging out.
Yeah, I think this is a bachelorette party or something. He's just hanging around.
Right place, right time. And this chick looked like she had wearing bullets, like a fucking belt made of bullets.
So I support this. It's very good. Very nice. It's good.
Hey, I can't argue. Vegas is Vegas. And moving right along, I saw we were talking about Conor McGregor. I got a couple of videos. You know, he's training hard for his fights. I got to make sure my volume isn't too crazy. We'll show one right here. I got my sounds. So here's one video.
Yes, lads. Yeah, just here on the top floor of my triple deck, getting a bit of walk in.
Walk in. UIC.
Over here, that's Lorenzo Fertitta's yacht, Lonian. There's his shadow yacht holder to carry all the toys. And next to it there is Uncle Frank's yacht. Uncle Frank Fertitta's yacht. So the gang is in town. Yeah, just getting a bit of walk in, lads. I'll be over shortly. And there's my big rocket ship Lamborghini now sailing by as well, yeah? Yep, yep! Yep, the Fertitta's. Yep, the UFC. Baby, we did it. See you in a bit, lads.
So that's one of him training hard, and
sounds like a lot of yelling, not any training.
It gets better. Oh, I gotta turn the volume off for this, unfortunately. But is he in Grand Theft Auto? He's in his Lamborghini boat right now. Is he just a Grand Theft Auto character at this point?
I think he is. The Vice City one. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, shirt open, just jetting out. Woo! Training on for my fight! Crack rocks! And Connor said that he's going to fight Michael Chandler in December. And then Justin Gaethje. And then Nate Diaz. So is this for reals?
No way.
I think that motherfucker is not real.
I think he's living in dreamland. This what the reality has escaped him. So I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it, you know.
Well, how does he pass the USADA exemption?
Well,
because
he's
got to be
March.
In the pool for 6 months.
Maybe March of next year he'll pass. Like,
or he gets a therapeutic use or whatever, the Brock Lesnar exemption, which, you know, is what it is. But anyway, what else is happening?
Last piece of news. John Dotson, BKFC 48, finally winning a belt. Got a KO against Junior Ridge. First round slobber knocker. Not really. They're little guys. So I don't have the video, but
they're fast as fuck.
Yeah, super fast. Good for him making some success. I was thinking while I was watching this, like I'm wondering like if the lighter weight classes have more longevity in bare knuckle fighting due to less force, you know?
I don't know. It's just as violent though, because everyone is cut up and as many broken hands too.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like the little guys might have longer lifespan than the big guys, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I think BKFC is just not good for your health. It's just not. I mean, I've seen so many of those, and it's like, what happened? Oh, I got broken hands, and my face is all cut up. And it's not like they're fighting a ton of rounds. It's like relatively fast, and it's just fast and furious. And you toe the line. Like, holy fuck, this is old school shit. So.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dan Hooker got a bunch of tattoos. I want to get your thoughts on his scheme here.
Oh, jeez.
So, what's up with these socks? That's weird. So we start with the socks.
Some strange, like, in the back.
Some kind of ancient warrior. I feel like I've seen that guy before.
That's cool. That's a lot of tattoos, though.
Let's wait till we get to his chest.
Really well done.
Yeah, I mean, and they're fucking clean, right? The work is clean.
Mm-hmm. I like that artwork. Whoa.
And that's almost reminiscent of a Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
The chest cock or whatever. But again, crazy. Clean. Like that, and it's weird because the skull's got like a fade on it, and then the swords are night. It's almost 3D-ish, but
mm-hmm.
Did well you done. Do ayahuasca? I feel maybe. Like that's a guy who did some shit and he's coming back to reality with a bunch of teats, tats, tit for tat. I don't know. And I'll give you a little weird MMA pick of the week. That's an odd one. Little Nate Diaz and
freaking Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I thought Adam was doing a UFC movie.
He is. So
maybe that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet of the week of Tree. So this is Mac Malley. He says, you can put this picture in a dictionary. I saw this. This dude got fucking knocked out so hard. So hard. That was one. And then we'll go to Super 70s. Apollo is looking pretty goddamn good for a dead man. I want the rematch.
They both look like they're still in good shape.
They always are. It's like you gotta be actors and action stars, you know. And then another Super 70s sports. Monday is a leg. Fucking sweep it.
I love it.
Hell yeah. Are they still doing that? I watched the first episode or the first season of Cobra Kai, and then I stopped.
I watched season one and two. It's definitely been at least two. I think there might be three. I'm not sure. But season two was different, but also good. So
there you go.
It's on Netflix.
And then you want to know why leg kicks work?
Oh,
take
gosh.
A look at that leg.
Jesus.
Yeah. It ain't pleasant.
Muay Thai match?
I believe so. I don't have all the details. I'll do a little, some KO of the weeks. I have three. We'll start with this one. Hopefully there's no sound that I need to edit out.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was nice. A little leg catch and then a fucking over the top. Going over the top. Oh, this one we gotta go. No sound. A little face first plant there.
Nice.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, what do you get?
Like a sneaky like a right.
Yeah, yeah, little inside right hook.
Got that one. And last one. This one is weird. So you got to tell me, did this guy take a dive? Because I'm not sure.
Jesus.
No, he's face down, ass up. And apparently that's the way some people like to fuck.
He caught one. He caught a good one. That just was like later.
It's like his ankle blew out and he fucking just shut down. Shut down. And puts us right into knowledge. You got your knowledge.
I do. So I have discovered a new self-defense training technique.
I'm ready.
Hopefully it's not too loud. And here we go. I'll just refresh it.
See, what the hell, man? People are busting this shit out. Man, he's got some fucking extension. Respect his authority. You will respect my authority.
That's the old dick attack.
Yeah,
the dick stick.
I don't even think you could grab his dick and twist it. I think it was like lightning. Three slashing.
Yeah, pretty epic.
I saw Power Slap apparently has a video game now.
Really?
I'm assuming this is a mobile game.
Yeah, no shit. No way. This is you're like not gonna fucking game.
PS5 or no. Xbox or shit.
Oh wow.
Oh, the guy flinched. Two for flinching. Wow. It looks totally awesome. Here's the instant replay.
Oh, he's got... Hey, they have some damage, though. That's cool.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then I'll give you a little of how not to train or how to train. And this is all interesting of ladies hitting one of these thingies.
Oh, no.
But appreciate the other lady that came in earlier. Like there's a lot of bouncy shit going on in this video. There is.
Bang.
Bing, bang, bong.
What goes up must come down, you know?
Yes.
And you have a lot of Twitter tabs open, by the way.
Oh, my God. That's my whole thing. That's like, all I know.
Holy shit. It was all X's all the way across.
It's just weird. It looks like porn sites. That's why I love it. I love X. And we'll close on this. So I wish our founding fathers could see the progress we've made. So I don't know
what
the hell's going on here. I don't know how she's doing that, but that's fucking impressive. She's like a crosswalk.
It's like a weird.
I'm going to watch that one more time. She lets you know when it's okay to go.
Time to cross.
Come on, finish.
Time to enter.
Yes. Or exit. It'll all work out. I feel like we just ran a marathon every time we do a show. Bam!
That has been another edition of MMA Notes. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.
And we'll see you guys next time.
That's right.